Okay, before I start, I want to start with the last night with the Musarvad. We were going a little bit through the Memches Dvarim Shantari Niknesba. So the last of the Memches Dvarim Shantari Niknesba is Omer Davar B'Shem Amram, which sounds very schwer. Why should that be one of the Dvarim Shantari Niknesba? It's a mitzvah to say, you know, he said chesed, you're doing a chesed to the person, you're saying it over. You know, it's because it's Sfasav Divers Bekever. But what does that have to do with yourself? Because most of the other things are Midos, whatever. So, don't know exactly what the Hesber is, but apparently in order to be Zeicher for Torah, you have to act properly. Maybe it's mystical. So, as such, I have to be Omer Davar Shem Amro. This Shmuz, I heard part of it, the Rabbi Moshe Chaitzatzal, this was one of his favorite shmuzim. I heard it many times from him. I don't remember what he said, but I remember the chazal. Now, he really said the shmuz on the last part. We're going to try and say some shmuzim on the first part, but the Ramban itself, we definitely remember from him, and the basic kayachatsirs, and the shmuz that he said in the second half was his shmuz, of course. Those who knew Rabbi Chait was an amazing orator. I'm sure he did a much better job. Okay, basically, it says here that the Ramban has a question. Why is there a mitzvah to count Klai Yisrael? Bishlamo, he says, that they should have yichus, I understand. But why do we have to count the number? In other words, obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the number. So the counting was for Klai Yisrael. But why is it important that Klal Yisrael should know their number? That's his question. So he starts in the second paragraph, the second line. Ulai lo diem chasto aleim. His first answer, there's really like three answers seemingly here. That he's to tell them is chesed. Ki b'shivin neves yorda Mitzrayim. They went down to Mitzrayim with 70 people. Ba'atahem kecho hayom. And now there's so many. 600,000 of Bnei Asirim, over 20. Ba'achar called Devar Magev, and even though they were, you know, punished with a Magevah after Chet Ha'ego, Yimneim, Hashem recounts them after the Magevah, Lo'odiem, Kiyum Ashkiach, Legoyim. That's the way they translate it, means that he makes them grow. Yimchas V'yodav Terifanah, means he hits them with his hand, and then the same hand that hits them brings them back. In other words, even though they had a Magefa, there's still a tremendously amount, a large number. This is what Rashi meant, even though Pashib Shad Rashi is a little different, but okay. So his first shot is that the reason why Hashem wanted to count them, okay, the tziva to count them, is so that Bnei Yisrael should be makir the chesed, that they started out Shivim Nefesh, and now they're over 600,000. So you have to have the Kayach HaTzir here. Kayach HaTzir probably pretty obvious. First of all, it seems a little obvious that they're not 70 people anymore. Like, just, I mean, to have to count to notice that there's a lot of people here. This room is very full. There's a lot of people here. There's a million people in the midbar. Oh, I didn't notice. Oh, and then you have to count them so they should notice. Oh, you know, we grew. You know, if you're talking about a minor growth, okay, but you're talking about they went from 70 to 600,000. So let's say they weren't, without the counting, they wouldn't know exactly. They wouldn't know it's exactly 600,000. They should have been noticed. It's 500,000 approximately. You know, it's like pretty, pretty blatant. And we're talking about Dordea, right? Dordea is considered the smartest generation that ever existed. So, you know, they should have figured it out. They don't need accounting to tell them that there's a lot of people here. We're also, the Kayach HaTzir is how important. The counting, the Ramban himself says it later, but it's common sense that this counting did not take a minute or a day. I think the count, Rabban think later says it took 20 days. Even that's pretty amazing. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron had to go meet every single person in Klal Yisrael to count them. Right? That's a lot of work. Moshe Rabbeinu is a busy person. Yisrael is the one that told Moshe that he has to start figuring out ways to cut down, because otherwise he's just going to collapse. Novel Tivo. So here Hashem gives him a mitzvah of counting 600,000 people. And that, you know, he had to meet each one independently. So it's hours, hundreds and hundreds of hours of work. Right? So it has to have been, and it's Moshe and Aaron, who otherwise were important people. They weren't like sitting around doing nothing. It wasn't like they were Hashem watching television. Okay, so give them a job, right? Moshe and Aaron, otherwise, if they wouldn't have been doing this, they would have been learning Torah, teaching Torah, right? Accomplishing great things. So it means that in the Koyach Hatzir, that it was Kedai to be Mevato, Moshe V'Aaron, from 3 weeks worth of whatever mitzvahs they were doing day and night, of teaching, learning, everything else. So why? So that they could count Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael could recognize something which was relatively obvious. You didn't need anyone to tell them. It was just blatant. Just open your eyes that, oh, we grew. Shikayach. So what the first blatant chiddush is that sometimes things can be very, very obvious, blatant, staring you in the face. And yeah, the Doradeya would not, apparently would not have chopped it. They would not have chopped that there are 600,000. They were just, you know, we're used to it. They don't pay attention to how many people are here. They need that counting. Wow, you mean there's really 600,000 of us? Somehow, it's like you live in the illusion, like, you know, everyone says that you still think that you're 20. You look in the mirror, hey, I'm gray. When did that happen? Right? So they remember in the old days when they were smaller, and they're still walking around with the illusion. Yeah, okay, we got to grow a little bit. But to bring home that they became 600,000, they need this whole process, 20 days of counting, to knock it into their head, to get it into them that, wow, we really did grow. So that's the first chiddush, that a person can be very, very smart and still miss very obvious things, and you have to learn it based probably a chiddush or musar bespidus. You have to knock it into you, spend 20 days of going over it, chazering the numbers, whatever. What's also very interesting is that if you would have asked me, the reason if a person would not make this realization is because they wouldn't remember that they used to be 70. You know, they started out 70 was 200 and some odd years ago. Now that I could hear is a good havamina, that a person forgets what I was like 200 years ago. I wasn't even there. I wasn't born 200 years ago. So that I should remember that my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents came to America with rags. Okay, that I forget. You know, that I'm 600,000 now, that I would not think they would forget. That's blatant. That my grandparents came to America as immigrants and they had nothing, I could hear that they forget. Yet it's an interesting thing. That, no one tells them. Right? Moshe doesn't tell them. They don't tell them that, oh, remember, right? That they're expected to figure out on their own. Now, the only thing that we're pounding away at is accounting pounds away that, hey, we got 600,000. But the step that we went from 70 to 600,000, they have to do totally on their own, which I think is also, you know, in the bottom, he said there's a Beferesh Apostolic in Dvarim that Hashem points it out. But here, it's not pointed out. They just figure it out themselves. So what I think that's a void too, it's a thing in human nature, that people don't feel things unless they figure it out themselves. As you hear the schmooze, doesn't work so well. If you would have figured out the schmooze yourself, be much, much better. Right? Something that you figured out yourself has a much more powerful. So for Moshe to come up and say, you should know, you used to be 70 and now you're 600,000, I did the math for you, it would not have had the desired effect. Moshe doesn't say anything. He just creates a situation where on their own, by counting Klal Yisrael for 20 days and telling the numbers, they get it dawns them, hey, you know what? We grew. And they figured it out on their own. And that's what gives them the inspiration. Okay. So the first chiddush is that people, in order to inspire people, there can be blatant things. A person can be blatant. A guy can be, you know, a guy can come into yeshiva in Am Haaretz and he can be here 210 years and walk out of Talmid Chacham and he won't even notice. Right? He won't notice. And yet he needs to point it out. He has to be highlighted. He has to do something to notice. People do not very often appreciate the obvious. Okay, that's shmooze number one. Then the Ramban continues with another pshat. The second pshat is v'oid ki abod ofnei avi anaviim v'ochiv hakadosh, person that comes to Moshe and Aaron, who know daleim b'shmo, they had to be introduced with their name. It's interesting, Ramban learns that it wasn't just that they went, Moshe counted them, but they got a Shalom Aleichem and they told his name. Yielo b'davra azeh schutz v'chaim. It's a schutz. Kibor b'soy la'am, b'ksav b'nei Yisrael, by being counted in the rabbim, they become part of Klal Yisrael. There's a schutz of being part of the tzibur, schutz of rabbim isparam, the fact that they're counted, so they're butthol to the whole Klal Yisrael. They're not just individuals. So they have the schutz of rabbim, there's another schus that Moshe will daven for them. Yivakish rachamim, get a bracha from Moshe and Aaron. Shem lekechem yosalechem lo yamit misparchem v'shkol mekovrav shosechem. Okay. So the second shot I have no shmooze on is that there are certain mystical benefits. First of all, by counting, you're putting them into the group. There's a certain schus of sibur. Instead of being individuals, it's an Eda, Klal Yisrael, special, no matter how great every individual is, there's a special Schus Rabbim. Also, this way you get to meet Moshe Rabbeinu in person. It's an amazing opportunity to meet a God Adar in person, even if it's for a split second, and he gets to give you a bracha, right? Okay, that's a big thing. We should not belittle, right? Sometimes we belittle, what's the big deal to meet a God and get a bracha? Okay. It's a big deal. Okay, then he says as follows. The Medrash, the Midbar Sinai, Rabba Reisi Kain. In the Medrash, it says as follows. The Midbar Shemes, the Gugol Osam, Amr HaKosh Baruch Hu, Nimnosam, B'Kavah, the Gedudah, Kol Echav Echad. Count them with Kavod and Gedudah for each and every one. Don't go over to the head of the family and say, how many people in your family? How many kids, children you have? And a kulam, each one should come in front of Moshe. The aim of the covet. With fear and covet. I'm not sure what the covet. The covet goes to Moshe or covet goes to the person. I'm not sure in that word covet. And you count them. Then I chopped the Ramban, maybe I shouldn't have. Then the Ramban says another reason for the counting, because I'll be derech ha-teva, you have to know the teva. When you go to war, you have to know, when you're dividing up Eretz Yisrael, also you have to know how many people. Okay. So the question is, why is the Ramban quoting this Midbar Medrash Rabba in the middle? Right? He asks the Kasha, why did Hashem give the mitzvah? He gives two reasons. One is because that they should have a karas atol, they should recognize their chesed. Two is that they should get a bracha from Moshe and they should become part of the unit of Klal Yisrael. Then he's going to give another reason, which I chopped, because it's abiderech hateva, we have to know many people. Hashem runs the world abiderech hateva. He had to know if we're going to war, etc. What are they bringing in here in the middle, this Medrash Rabba? Medrash Rabba is a different point, that when you count them, you should count them because of the Gedudah. So I think Pshat, I think this is what Rabbi Jait learned, and I think this is probably Pashup Pshat, And if you look in the Medrash, it's not so clear because, as you see, the footnoter said, Medrash Rabbah put a question mark, couldn't find the Medrash Rabbah. So if he couldn't find the Medrash Rabbah, I assume it's a little hard to find. But there are other Midrashim that do sound like this. That what it sounds like, that this is a third answer. That he's saying that the purpose of the counting was to give Klai Yisrael Kavod HaGedula, L'chol Echad V'Echad. That's what the Medrash is saying. Medrash is answering the question. Question is, why is there a mitzvah to count Klai Yisrael? Says the Medrash, the counting gave Klai Yisrael Kavod and Gedula. It was a way of raising their self-esteem. They got to meet Moshe personally. They gave his name. They introduced themselves. That was Kavod HaGedula, and that was the purpose of the counting. Which, when you took the Koyach HaTzir, which means here we have Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, and Hashem is giving this mitzvah, which we said is such a difficult mitzvah, 20 days, day and night, when Moshe and Aaron have to give up their whole time just to do this. Why? To give the people Kavod HaGedula. The question is, with Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, were they lacking Kavod HaGedula? Right? We have the Chazal, Rosh Shifcha Shebayam Asher Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi. They were Nevi'im. They were the greatest Nevi'im. Right? The lowest person in the Midbar had a greater Nevuah than Yecheskel. They saw, this is after Kabbalah HaTorah. After Kabbalah HaTorah, they said, Zekedi Van Veyu. Right? They went ahead and Pascha Zumasam they for a while. They reached the Madrega of Adam Arishan called the Machet. You know, they're having daily nisim. They're eating the man, that's the Maichom Neviim. They're having them the Malachim around them. They covered. They're drinking from Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not exactly people that are depressed, inferior. They're on the top of the world. You know, you got the richest guy in the world, so to speak. The richest, most, in what we consider richest, and what they understood to be the most, what's really richest. And so they have the greatest gift of ruchnius. They've seen the greatest chiba, the greatest nisim. Hashem Shol demonstrated so much chiba to them. And so he made nisim, hishinei ateva. And they reached Memtash Shari Kedusha. They reached the highest level of Kedusha. And now there's a tzivoy, oh, you gotta give these people a little encouragement. Boost their self-esteem. You gotta give them a little Kavod HaGedula. So, well, I have to give them Kavod HaGedula. Someone maybe on the verge of going getting depressed, you gotta give them Kavod HaGedula. Someone who knows he's a Gadol Hadar, I don't have to give him a Moshe Feinstein, Kavod HaGedula. What for? You know, it's so necessary. He has plenty. So the shmooze that I think Rabbi Chait used to say is a typical Gadlitz or Adam shmooze that we believe Hashkafa of the Sabaka Hashkafa, that a person has to appreciate his Gadlitz. And even people that are Gedolim, even people who reach Memtesh Shari Kedusha, and even people who are Nevi'im, they have more Gadlitz. And if they would appreciate their Gadlitz more, then they would reach higher levels. When a person appreciates that the whole Yisoid of Gadlitz Adam is that you have Gadlitz and therefore don't waste it. You have such a potential. You can do so much. So you can go, you don't just say that to a guy who's a lowly guy. Oh, you know, you come even to the greatest person, a person who's already on a high madrega. He's already on Memtan Shari Kedusha. And you tell him, you know, you could still reach higher grades. You still. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this mitzvah, according to the Medrash Rabbah. It was such an important mitzvah. It was worthy for Moshe and Aaron to spend the whole 3 weeks on it. To give up so much Torah and teaching Torah, because indirectly it causes a greater hatzlacha. Klai Yisrael should appreciate who they are. They should appreciate their godliness. They should appreciate their potential. When a person appreciates their potential and their godliness, then that they can become, it's not because otherwise they were depressed. It's just because no one's depressed there. No one's unhappy. But it gives them a chizuk. It gives them an emotional strength in striving for ruchnius. So this is what I believe, what I recall in my head. Rachel used to speak for about an hour on the topic, half hour, but it would speak quite at length on the concept. It would also tie it in with the goem, but the concept that it was even the greatest people, it's important. You have to learn Musar Bispaitis. You have to do things that you should appreciate your gavis and your covet, because that's what motivates a person to go further, not to waste his tremendous potential. I just want to add which I think is an added point, it's here to the shmooze, is that we know that the guys who get counted, they got counted with Maxis Hashekel. Rabban says it's beferish here, but it's Pashat, that's the Stivoy, that it says in Kitisa, that whenever you count Klal Yisrael, you had to use Maxis Hashekel, and obviously this counting was therefore done with the Maxis Hashekel. What is Maxis Hashekel? So the Yishalmi, which I assume, the standard shot in most, Svarim, I think, is that Maxis Hashekel, the idea is Maxis. Why is it not a shekel? Why a Maxis Hashekel? It's not like class you were poor. But it was basically to teach them anivitz. You're only a Maxis. The Yishalmi says, something like that. So Yishalmi says a little bit different, but basically the same idea. That Lama Maxis Hasheko, so Rav Yehuda and Nechemya, Fishachotu be Maxis Hayoim, that by the Chet HaEgel, they did it in the middle of the day, Yite Maxis Hasheko, Chanan Fishachotu be Shei Shot, Yom Yitnu Maxis Hasheko, Davle Shisha Kar Misim, that's the same number as the, From the Chemie Brav Yochanan Ben Zakrav Yishavro Asar Dibros Yeah Koachad Nosin Asar Gara. That's the way the Maxis Hashekel was Asar Gara. So basically, according to Yishami, the whole Maxis Hashekel was a trick of reminding them again. Also, very subtle, not direct, not right over your head, but like a subliminal message. So big that you look at the Maxis Hashekel. You remember Chet HaEgel, you remember that you went ahead and you were over on the Aseres HaDibros. So it's a pretty amazing thing that the very second that Klai is, the whole purpose, according to Ramban, you put the two together, according to the Medrash Rabbah, the mitzvah to count Klai Yisrael is to build them up. You have to build them up. You got to give them kavod of gedula. How do you build them up? Or what do you do? Oh, they should give a Maxis Hashekel. Remember Chet HaEgel? You remember you were over on the Aseres HaDibros? Like, excuse me, I thought you're trying to build me up. That the second that you're building me up, this second, I'm trying to get built up. So what do? You come and you tell me, bring a Maxis Hashekel to remind me of, that this is not, this is the time that you want to remind the guy of his averus and his lowness, his lowest of the low, and he went down to the lowest level, that you're over on the Aseres HaDibros, at the highlight of his wedding, so to speak, you want to remind him of his lowness. Like, it's almost a stira. If the whole purpose, according to the Medrash Rabbah, was you wanted to build them up, so when you're trying to build them up, you don't knock them down. So I think it's a very yisaitistic hashkafa, which is what we do believe in, is that we hold of Goddess Adam together with Anivis. Now how does Goddess Adam together with Anivis? It's a stira. Tarot says it is a stira, but that's what you have to have. The life of a person's full of stiras. Person has to recognize he has tremendous Goddess. B'vas achas, that I have tremendous katniss. They go together. It's not I'm both. I'm a walking contradiction. I'm the world's greatest tzaddik, and I'm the world's biggest, I'm a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at the same time. That is who I am. Right? I'm both. I have a tremendous midas, and I have tremendous riches in me, and I have a potential to be a tremendous gadol, and I, Moshe Rabbeinu, gives me respect because, you know, I'm, even though I'm not there now, but you know I could be, and the counting was even for babies that were like a month old when it came to Sheva Levi. You know, they have to get respect because they're the potential, the future Manhiga Klai Yisrael. So we kind of show respect. Moshe Rabbeinu has to meet the three-year-old kid and say Shalom Aleichem and give him a, you know. And at the same time, you know, and building the guy up, you know, you have such koiches and such potential and such godless, and we respect you, and we got to get your name, and you know, you're really chashuv. But remember all the averis you did, and that's the balance, because you do one without the other, you're in trouble. You just do the godless, then you become a super balgaiva. You just do the thinking about your averis, you become inferior. There has to be somehow this bevas achas, this balance, that I recognize that I have the tremendous godliness, and I also recognize that I have tremendous countenance, and there's no stira. That's the way the Hashem was created, the human being. And I know sometimes I slip, and sometimes I don't slip. Sometimes I do amazing mitzvahs. Sometimes I do amazing averis. And that's just the way it is. And I recognize both. And that's the reality. So it comes out, I think, it's a very important shmooze. First of all, we have to realize that we have to learn basically a Musar B'Spaydus to appreciate all the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Even if it's obvious, very often we miss it. We have to manage, spend time. We can be the biggest pikeach, the dordea, and we don't appreciate the matanas that we get. That's the first shmooze. Second shmooze is that we could be the greatest people, and you could be the world's greatest success, and you still need to get built up, not because you're depressed. We don't think anything about crushing your depression. It's because build up of your potential and your koyach is what drives a person to accomplish more. Nothing question of depressed. Covet a gedula, because that's what gives a person drive, energy. That's what a person motivates him. Everybody needs that to hear that everybody could be greater. Everyone has this amazing koiches, but it comes with vas achas. You have to, otherwise there's a problem with gaiva. You have to be vas achas with the building up and the recognition of our amazing koiches, our amazing potential. We have to also say, we also have an amazing koiches and potential for rishas, and they go together, and there's no stira. We have to accept both, and one does not decrease from the other. Doesn't pointing out that we have potential for averis does not take away the covet of gedula. It just says we have to be aware that we have the combination of both koiches.